Yeah, they're a terrific team, you know, Somerset, and you look at that top six that they've got there, and they just keep coming at you. You know, quality players. They've managed to leave out Alvaro Peterson out of this team, so you know, to come and win in a second year on the bounce is a really, really big effort from the guys. I'm so thrilled and pleased for them because, you know, we played well for half the game against Warwickshire, and then we had it stolen away from us, and the lads were pretty down. So to immediately get themselves back up for this sort of contest against a quality team and hot conditions, and I thought they thoroughly deserved the win, and just pleased that they bounced back.
Did you think you got enough runs?
I thought we were about 10 short, 10, 15 maybe short on that wicket, but it wasn't as good a wicket as normal at Taunton, because it was a little bit, it was an old wicket, it's a used wicket, but the outfield is incredibly fast, and I was really worried about the outfield, and it was important that we fielded well, and we did field well today. There was a little bit of a mess up with one of the catches, but apart from that, I thought our ground fielding was good, and more importantly, our bowlers kept cool under pressure tonight, and maybe you could argue that Friday night they probably didn't do that, but certainly tonight they certainly kept cool under pressure, and I thought Andre's fielding was exceptional.
It was outstanding, wasn't it? I mean, he looked so languid in the field, but jeebus, so the ball comes in at a hell of a rate.
Yeah, he reminds me so much of Chris Lewis, who used to play at Leicester, a guy who's got speed to the ball, really, really good hands and confidence to pick the ball up, not having to get a long barrier behind it, and that shows his confidence in the field. But he almost teases the guys to try and take him on, and because of that, his speed to the ball, picking up the ball is a little bit easier than for most others, but he's a wonderful athlete, and certainly a guy that wish we could all feel like him.
Alexi got a few more runs tonight. He looks like he's getting back into a bit of form.
Yeah, I thought Alexi played really, really well. I actually went to watch him play yesterday in the league as well, where he got 100 playing for Bromsgrove, and he played extremely well yesterday. So he's been getting some, you know, he's in a reasonable rich vein of form. If you think, he got a 60 in the league the week before, he had a 60 for the second team, he got 40 not out in that chase that we won in the 2020, 20 odd on Friday night, so he's now starting to get some runs, which is delightful. He's playing a lot straighter, he looks more comfortable and confident, and it's nice to see.
If you'd lost there, you'd have been what the Americans call 1-4, so it would have been very hard to even think of qualifying from there. You've got to give yourself a bit of a chance.
Yeah, you know, that's why we look. Well, let's hope we don't look back on the Warwickshire on Friday night and think, well, you know, because we got a very good score then, and to lose that game was a big blow to us. But no, we'll just carry on and try and win every game we can, and if we're in the Shake Up, then fantastic.
Back to four-day cricket on Wednesday at Cheltenham. Looking at the scores, a bit of a flat pitch there for the four-day game.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what the wicket is like, because generally when you play at the festival, the second match, of course, there's been no water on the square whatsoever, and with this heat and weather that we've been having, surely the square's getting drier and drier and drier, and if that is the case, it may turn. Now, there's not been a lot of wickets taken with spin in this game that's just been played against Kent, but it may well spin, so we'll take down Shaq Chowdhury in our squad and have a look on the morning of the game. But for the other guys, it seems to have been pretty flat, but we'll see if spin can be a major force in that game.
It's a game I know you enjoy going. You like going to Cheltenham, don't you?
We've done well there, and it's great for every now and then to pop down to the ground. It's a lovely old building, and the setting is tremendous. Generally, you've got a good atmosphere because they've got all the marquees up and there's plenty of corporate hospitality. So, you know, it's a lovely place to go, and I don't know whether I can sneak round the ground and sneak an ice cream. I don't think the lads will be appreciative of that, but I generally try and do that when we're down at Cheltenham. It's a nice setting.